Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Men who are gentle. I'm talking about Bob Pompiani and City Limits back in the home office. I'm talking about Paul Zeiss sitting 1 foot to my left as we watch the Colin Cowherd show. And I'm talking about myself. We're all out here at Bowser Chevy Studio B in Monroeville. We're eating a story bruschettini. Is that what we're eating, Paul?
Yes.
Flavored rosemary and olive oil.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. And we're in the middle of our predictions, the middle of our time capsule. Limits has opened the time capsule. It's a vault. He's then going to bury it under the sea, 20,000 leagues under the sea until February, probably after the Super Bowl. And then we're going to open it and listen to all this. And it's very exciting for all of us. Bob happened to fall on a Thursday this week, and that Paul's not going to be here tomorrow. That's why we're doing all this today.
Yeah.
And let's see if we're right or wrong. We just went through the divisions, the wild cards, and all that. Let's get to the good stuff here. Who's going to play in the Super Bowl, and who's going to win the Super Bowl? Bob?
All right. I mean, this can go a number of ways, but the team I really like is Houston to get there. Mm. I think it'll be San Francisco against Houston. And San Francisco wins the Super Bowl. They paid enough money for what they got. They signed all these dudes, and they don't even have Brock Purdy under contract yet. So they're going to do it this year.
Paul, who do you got in the Super Bowl and winning it?
49ers over Texans.
Same. Man, that would, wow.
Same. That's interesting. That was the same. Let me find mine, because I want to match what I said in the Post-Gazette and not make an ass out of myself again. Chiefs against the Lions. And the Fighting Dan Campbells win the Super Bowl, Bob. Do you like that?
No, I don't like that. I think they're going to take a step back this year.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
See, I think that they're
I like Jared
strong.
Goff very well, by the way. I do. I think they have some time. I just think they're going to take a step back.
Well, what don't you like about them? Let me
I think their
that.
Defense will not be as good as it needs to be, given the fact that their offense will carry them. And their defense is going to have to step up more than I think they're capable of. So they're going to lose a lot of high-scoring games this year, I think.
Here's the thing. I think that they went out and improved their defense, and I just think they're flat out high powered on offense. They have a star receiver. I think a star running back, a star tight end, maybe the best tackle this side of Trent Williams and Penny Sewell in the whole NFL, and a really good quarterback. And on defense, you start up front with Aiden Hutchinson and you work your way back. They got rid of Cam Sutton. That's addition by subtraction and brought in new guys in their secondary. Limits, who do you have in the Super Bowl and winning it?
I have the Lions against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh!
And I have the Detroit Lions as Super Bowl champions.
How about that?
You guys are drinking that lion water.
Wow. People love
the Lions.
It could go one way or another. The Lions could win the Super Bowl or completely fall off and not even make the playoffs.
It'll be fourth and 21. They're in field goal range. He's going to go for it, and they're going to end up blowing it again.
Don't you? I kind of have the opinion that guys like this Dan Campbell have a short shelf life where, you know, all of their psychological warfare and tough guy routine and all that stuff, it wears off at some point.
Well, yeah, and he mangled that NFC championship. He really did. But I agree with you, but I still think the shelf life is alive here.
It could be.
That was their first year winning. I just think they have an incredibly talented roster here. All right. That's interesting. Bob, who was your Super Bowl again?
It was San Francisco over Houston.
Over Houston. All right. Your NFL MVP, Bob, is who this year?
I think I'm going to go. This is hard because there's so many good candidates out here, but I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey. He was the offensive player of the year. I think he's going to take a step further and become the MVP.
Paul, MVP is who?
You know, MVP, I talked about C.J. Stroud, but that seems like it's way too easy, right? Because he's sort of the hot name that everybody's in love with.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you don't go with him, there's really only a couple other guys you in the preseason you're going to go with. So I'm going to go with your guy, Josh Allen.
Oh, I almost picked
him. He's finally going to win it.
I almost picked him, but I wound up not even picking the Bills to make the playoffs. They've just taken steps back defensively. It's a horror show at this point. They lost Matt Milano. I don't like it, man. The Bills had star power a couple years ago. They had Poyer and Hyde, Tre'Davious White, Milano. They had all kinds of guys, and their window was open. If they get to the playoffs with Josh Allen, they could win, but I don't know if they're going to get there. Listen to this one. Bob, are you ready? Are you seated for this?
I am.
Hope you are. My NFL MVP this year is Dr. Jordan Love, Air Jordan.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He had something like 27 touchdowns and four picks down the stretch. He crushed the Cowboys in the playoffs, and he had the 49ers beat before a bad second half. Paul, what do you think of that pick? Jordan Love is an MVP.
Well, I think what we saw last year is he came into his own, right, and became one of the better quarterbacks. So at the end of the day, it's not surprising. And I picked them to win their division, so they're going to be successful.
Limits, who you got?
Joe, you have made me considerably mad. Considerably mad.
We're thinking alike again?
You picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl. I picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl. You picked Jordan Love to win the MVP. I picked Jordan Love to win the MVP. As much as I want Josh Allen to finally win it, and it seems like I've bet on Josh Allen the last 3 years to win it, and this would probably be his year because there's nothing around him. The AFC is so stacked, and the NFC not as much. And Jordan Love is going to lead the Packers to a playoff berth. It might not be a division win because I have the Lions in the Super Bowl. But Jordan Love in year two as the starter wins it and takes Green Bay to 11 wins.
Holy bird milk. Crumbling minds think alike. The defensive player of the year, Bob?
I'm going to go with a guy I picked earlier that is going to have a Minka-type season, a rebound from no turnovers to what we saw. I think Minka Fitzpatrick's going to be that guy.
Wow! He had no interceptions last year and only played in 10 games.
And I think he's going to rebound from that. I think he has people back there who could compliment him better than what he had last year, and I think you're going to see him be utilized differently this year than he was last year. More of the roaming guy in center field.
This is the most eye-opening pick anybody's made yet, is Minka as defensive player of the year.
In the NFL?
Yes. Bob just said it.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at who are the guys that are at the top of
Bob,
the list.
I'm reeling right now.
Well, I mean, if we're going to all, you know, there are certain picks you're going to make. TJ will get it. Garrett will get it. You can look at Aiden Hutchinson. You can look at a lot of guys. I'm just saying that I think he went from last year, Minka did not have the kind of year that I think he or they need. And I think this year you will see some plays made back there.
I know who I picked.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure, because you just raised a good question, raised a good point, is I don't want to do much different than I did in the Post-Gazette, right?
Right.
Max Crosby, that's who I picked.
Hard to argue with him being a candidate. I'm going to surprise you, Bob. I'm going to take your Minka Fitzpatrick, and I'm going to raise you to a Kyle Hamilton as the defensive player of the year. That kid is phenomenal. Limits, don't tell me you have him as your defensive player of the year.
No, don't deny TJ Watt again, NFL AP voters. He should win it this year.
I love you.
And he's going to break the all-time sack record.
Well, you know, he's having a baby. He's going to be motivated more than ever before. So
he's going to have dad strength.
That's
Bob,
right.
I'm going to be a grandfather in November. Are you proud of me, too?
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's right.
Thank you.
I expect radio excellence from you from this day forward.
Coach of the year, Bob, is who?
All right. Well, this is going to be I'm going to go with D'Amico Ryans just because I have them going to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to have him as the coach of the year.
Paul?
How about one Raheem Morris of the Falcons?
I'm going to go
Zach. That's a good pick.
I'm going Zach Taylor. Limitless wonder. Who do you got?
Did D'Amico Ryans win it last year?
I don't know.
Stefanski didn't he?
Or Stefanski won it last year.
D'Amico Ryans was the NFL coach of the year last year.
He was? I thought why did I think Stefanski?
I thought so too.
Now this is Pro Football Writers of America.
There's different awards,
right,
so I
don't know. The AP? I don't
Stefanski
remember.
Stefanski was the main one.
First coach fired, Bob?
First coach fired. I'm going to say Mike McCarthy.
Wow.
Paul?
The first coach fired, I mean, Mike McCarthy's actually really good. But I think they're going to be successful early. I'm thinking, and there's a lot of new coaches in all of the bad teams, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Robert Saleh.
I almost picked him. And then, like I said, this morning I had an epiphany on the Jets because I see Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, and I see an unbelievable defense. Rodgers doesn't even have to be great. He just needs to be competent. First coach fired is Brian Daboll, and it might happen Sunday afternoon. That team is a disaster. Limits, who do you got?
I got Mike McCarthy, too, just like Bob.
Thank you, Limits. We're going to get to the Steelers. No, predictions in our next segment. We have to predict. We got a bunch of games to predict. So let's get very quickly to Steeler over-unders. These usually provide the most comedy when we listen to them after the season. You guys ready for over-unders here?
Yes.
Minka, 0.5 picks. Bob?
Oh, I'm going way over on that.
You are. You're picking him as your defensive player of the year. Paul, he had none last year. 0.5.
I give him one, so yes, over.
Over. Limits, you got to be quicker.
Over.
Cam Hayward, 6.5 sacks. Bob?
Over.
Over.
Under.
Wow.
I fear a struggling with health just because of age and coming off. I think he can still have great games, and I think he will. Maybe the opener will be one, but, man, it's a long year for that body. You heard Hokie earlier today, you know, Father Time. Is it Father Time?
Mm.
Yeah. Usually wins in the end. Limits?
It's a good number, but I'll say 7, so over.
Limits has already predicted TJ Watt with 23 sacks. That's where I'll put the over-under on the all-time record. Bob, 23.
So, I think he's going to have a really good year, but not 23, so I'll go under.
Paul?
Under, for sure.
Under. Justin Fields, assuming everyone's healthy. This is good health for Russell Wilson. Justin Fields over under 0.5 starts.
Over.
Ooh.
Justin Fields, 0.5? Russell Wilson's going to be hurt at least once 1 week, so yes.
I'm saying Russell plays the whole year and plays well.
All 17?
I'm going under.
No injuries?
Well, they won't have anything clinched in week 18 or whatever it is. Yeah, I'll say under 0.5. Wonder Twin?
Over. He will start.
George Pickens had a career best 5 touchdown catches last season, so let's make his over under 5.5. Bob?
I'm going to go over.
Paul?
I think it has to be over, right?
It's going
to
be over.
It has to be way over.
One thing we saw was he's going to be more of a red zone threat. Limits?
Right. It'll be over.
Freiermuth, over under 4.5 TDs, Bob?
Over.
Ooh, that's going to be really tight. But I'll say probably over as well.
Based on Russell's history with tight ends, I'm going to say over. Russell, what about you, Limits?
Over as well because of tight ends.
Russell Wilson, over under 25.5 touchdown passes. Bob?
I'm going to say under.
Paul?
25.5. I think I'm with Bob. I might go under here.
I'm going over.
I'm going Limits? Under.
10.5 picks. Over under, Bob?
I'm going to go over slightly.
Guy doesn't throw interceptions. Under.
I'm going under. In fact, I'm going 28-9. Thank you, Limits. You said under as well. All right, some former Steelers. Gunnar Olszewski with the New York Giants, Bob. Over under 0.5 touchdowns with the Giants this year.
Under.
Paul?
Under.
I'm going over. I think Gunnar takes one to the house with the new kickoff rule. Limits?
Over. He gets one.
I agree. Who has the best year of ex-Steelers quarterbacks? Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Josh Dobbs, or Chris Oladukun? Bob?
Mason Rudolph.
Paul?
Oh. I'll say that it almost has to be Mason Rudolph because he might be the only one that plays.
I'm going
to
say Josh Dobbs, and I can't even remember where he went. Who does he play for? Anybody?
He's been with so many teams, I forget
now. Is he still with the Vikings?
No.
Whoever he plays for, he's going to do it. Limits?
Mason Rudolph, but if Chris Oladokun finds a way back to the Chiefs practice squad, he might win another Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, that'll be his third. He's got to climb over Carson Wentz, though, to become their backup there.
Yeah.
Alex Highsmith went from 14.5 sacks all the way down to 7. I'll put his over-under at 9.5, Bob.
I'm going to go under, mostly because I like Herbig getting more.
Paul?
Alex Highsmith, 9.5 sacks?
Yeah.
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to go back to double digits over. Paul, Limits?
Barely over at 10.
Calvin Austin, 0.5 touchdowns on punt returns, Bob.
Under.
Paul?
Under.
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 Cordero Patterson, 0.5 touchdowns on kick returns. Robert?
Under.
0.5. I'll say he's going to get one. So
do
over.
I. I say
he's going to get one.
He's got one left in him. Limits?
He's got one left to boost the record.
Joey Porter Jr. had one pick last year. I'll put it at 1.5, Bob.
Over.
Paul?
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say over here. Yeah. He's got to come up with
exactly.
Two.
Over.
Josh Dobbs was with the 49ers, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He might get into a couple games, and he'll do well because of that system and because he's got players around him. I think that's a great pick by me. Tomlin, over under, wins 1.5 challenges. Bob?
Oh, 1.5. So he's got to win 2 challenges over 17 games. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he'll go over.
I would agree.
Definite under. Limits?
I'm going to say under. It just gets one.
By the end of October, Bob, the local opinion on Arthur Smith will be closer to this guy's a genius or bring back Matt Canada?
Neither.
It's got to be closer to one or the other.
It's got to be closer to one or the other.
You're talking about October here?
End of October, the local opinion will be closer to he's a genius or bring back Canada.
Closer to he's a genius.
Paul?
Bring back Canada.
Bring back Canada.
Closer to genius.
All right. And last but not least, if the Chiefs win their third straight Super Bowl, They will be the greatest NFL dynasty of all time. Bob?
Three in a row.
What we're basically saying, at least for me, is would they surpass the 70 Steelers as the greatest NFL dynasty of all time?
I'm going to say no on that, and the reason is because of the way free agency is gone, and they had that same team together, and I respect the fact that those guys were able to win 4 in 6 years.
Man. Okay. I'm not sure I understand that. This would be 4 and 6 and 3 in a row. I don't see how you can deny them.
Well, until they get to 4, I'm not going to give them.
Has anyone won 3 in a row?
No.
I don't know. No one has. And I don't think, and I also don't think they will.
If they don't win it, no. But if they win it, I'm with you, because that'll be, because they won a fourth one. That'll be 4 in 6 years.
You got to handle it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about, never mind. I forgot the 4th one in 6 years. That's right. Never mind. I retract that. Okay. I thought it was just going by 3 in a row versus 4 and 6. So yeah. 4 and 6 will be the same exact time, right? Is it 4 and 6?
Yeah, honestly, I forgot about that too till I just looked that up. It'll be 4 and 6, then right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They've won 3 of the last 5. So
and they've
four,
been
six,
in how many AFC Championships games in a row? I mean, it's just
they lost.
Ridiculous.
They lost to Brady before this dynasty began, 41-38 in overtime at home when they didn't have the rule that both teams touched the ball.
Yep.
And a questionable roughing the passer that Brady got the benefit of. And they also lost a Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Limits the greatest dynasty of all time if they win?
I think so, partly because of some of the things that Bob said, but on the opposite side, they're able to keep a lot of these guys, and you don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, and you win 3 in a row, which has never happened. That's the greatest dynasty.
Thank you, Limits. Please close the vault. The vault is officially closed, Bob. Do you want to have anything that you take back or add before the doors shut?
Well, I hope someone breaks into it and takes the tape away, because so it's normally going to be that way.
Paul, do you want anything to change for you? Do you want, this is your last chance. These doors shut. We don't open it till February.
I do not.
I do not. Limits?
The vault is now closed.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our thanks to the fine folks at Bowser Chevy out here in Monroeville. They treat us like kings when we're out here. It's awesome. Bob Pompiani back in the studio has helped keep things together, even after Chris Hoke predicted a losing season for the Steelers. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, are you all set for predictions?
Let's go.
I can't believe that you're here for this today, too. This is like when Aunt Viv used to visit us in Buffalo for Christmas. Sometimes it was unexpected, but it was very special when she would come all the way from Manhattan. She wore a mink coat. She was very stylish. And one year she gave me a New York Jets Joe Namath helmet. You always knew that Aunt Viv came bearing gifts. I feel the same way about you.
Well, that's very nice. And I hope I haven't overstayed my welcome. Did Aunt Viv ever do that?
No. She was welcome to stay as long as she liked. In fact, I wouldn't mind if we had you for a segment every Friday to do picks with us.
Okay.
Thank you, Aunt Viv.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9 financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Beautiful day, high of 84 and sunny. Here we go. Got to make it quick. Let's start with the college games. Penn State, a 32-point favorite over Bowling Green. We're picking against the spread, just to remind you. Bob, go first.
I'm going to give the 32. Penn State wins big.
Penn State covers.
I underestimated Penn State last weekend, and I'm very sorry about that. They're going to win by 62. Limits?
They will win by a lot and cover.
Cincinnati, a 2.5-point favorite over Pitt. This game is a little bit of a post-traumatic stress game from 45-44 all those years ago. Mm. Is it still called Nippert Stadium, Bob? And who cares if it is or isn't? Who do you got? Cincy with a 2.5-point
I'm going to take Cincinnati, given the points, winning the game and covering.
Bob?
Well, I mean, Cincinnati's defense didn't look very good to me, so I'm going to go with Pitt to cover.
I'm going to go with the Fighting Eli Holstein's as well. I saw something there. Was it misleading? Maybe it was, Limits, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think Pitt goes in there and covers, wins the game outright.
And I don't really think Cincinnati's that good. Pitt goes in and wins.
West Virginia, minus 26.5 over the Fighting Tony Kornheisers. Albany, who do you got, Bob?
I didn't like what I saw from West Virginia. A lot of that had to do with Penn State, so I'm going to take the points in this one. I like that many points. So I'll take Albany.
I can't pick against my man Greg Gattuso. Come on now. Fighting Greg Gattuso's plus the 26.5.
I'm going with the Fighting Greg Gattuso's too. And if he were to pull the upset, I don't think Neil Brown would make it out of the stadium. I think he would be fired on the spot. I'm serious about that. But I don't think that's going to happen. I do think Albany will lose by 23. Limits?
I don't see West Virginia losing this game in any regard. They're going to take out all their frustration from last week on Albany. Give me the points.
And then we're going to call this Paul's pick. Every week he's going to pick one college game outside of our local three. And this week he picked Texas minus, well, he picked this game, I should say. This is the game he wants. Texas minus 7.5 against Michigan. Bob?
That's a tough one. I'm going to take Michigan in this one.
Paul?
I like Texas on the road. I think they win. I think Michigan's a fraud this year.
Wow. I think Michigan can at least beat that spread, and I don't even have to pick them to win the game. I'm going with Michigan. Limits, did you know that I did a book report in sixth grade on Wolverines because I love the colors of the Michigan football team?
No, I did not know that. I also think Michigan is a fraud, Paul, but I think that that's a lot of points at home for a defending champ. They don't win. Texas wins, but Michigan covers.
Mm. Ravens, let's go to the NFL. The big one tonight, Ravens plus 3 at the Chiefs. Who do you got, Bob?
I'm going to go, since it is a must win for Lamar Jackson, I'm going to take the Ravens to win outright. And with the points, doesn't matter. They're going to win outright.
Paul?
I think that the Ravens are going to at least cover, if not win. So I take the Ravens.
Tony Kornheiser went to Binghamton, not Albany, my friend Jason Bumbliss says. I apologize to you, Bob, to Tony Kornheiser, to Greg Gattuso, and everybody at both schools. Okay?
To Professor Kornfetter.
Professor Kornfetter is the one that went to Albany. Yeah, it's an opening game. It's weird. The Lions went in and won at the Chiefs last year. I'll take the Ravens in this one to at least beat that spread. Limits?
I think the Chiefs are going to win. They weren't good against the Lions last year, but I think they've pretty much handled Lamar in a lot of situations. They do so again.
All right, now we got to go real quick. Browns minus 2.5 against the Cowboys. Bob?
I'm going to take the Browns because I'm down on the Cowboys this year.
Cowboys. I picked them to win their division. I think the Cowboys are going to win.
Cowboys. This is the pick of the week for me. I think the Browns are overrated. I think the Browns stink.
Cowboys, uh-huh. The Browns are not very good, and Deshaun Watson is a fraud.
Bengals 8.5 over the Patriots, Bob.
I'm going to take the Bengals. Give the points.
First game, new coach, a little bit of energy and juice with the Patriots. I think they cover.
I think the Bengals come out and absolutely storm them. I think the Patriots have a chance to go 0-16. I'm taking the Bengals. Joe Burrow back in a big way. He doesn't look like himself. Mm-mm. Have you seen these photos of him? It's not just the hair. He dyed the hair blonde, but right. Something else is happening. He looks like a different man, Bob. Have you noticed this?
I've noticed this, but again, I don't know if that means he's going to be different on the field. I still think he's going to be Joe Burrow.
Is it going to be like Brady where it's this weird reverse thing that he looks younger as he gets older? It's very odd.
Brady looks 20 years younger than what he really is.
All right. I'm taking the Bengals. Limits?
And it's in Cincinnati. They win by 10+. Yep.
Eagles. Wait. This says Eagles minus 2.5 against the Eagles. Who are they playing?
They're playing
division?
Green Bay.
That's tomorrow night. That is in Brazil.
In Brazil tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night.
No. Eagles minus 2.5 against the Packers. Hurry up.
I'm going to take the Packers in this game.
Like the Packers.
I picked Jordan Love as MVP, but I like the Eagles because it's a small spread.
Give me the Packers.
Lastly, Steelers +3 at Falcons. Bob?
I think Atlanta wins a close game, but I'll take the 3 points.
Okay.
I'll take the Steelers to cover.
All right. Paul?
I like the Chiefs, I like the Falcons to cover. Is it three?
Yeah.
Is it 3 or 3.5?
3. We're going 3 anyway.
Okay, I like the Falcons to cover the 3.
Everything says Falcons, but I don't trust them because they're the Atlanta Falcons. I don't trust them. That's why. Limits, so I'm taking the Steelers outright.
Picked the Steelers to win. I picked them to start the season 3-1, even though I don't think Russell Wilson is going to be that good this year. Steelers win.
Good night. Everyone was wonderful. Again, thanks to the folks at Bowser Chevy. Bob, you were incredible back in the home studio.
Good to be with you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Paul brought the crackers. City Limits, I don't know what you did, but it was good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.